The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Monday afternoon. And as we do each and every Monday afternoon, at least when we're here, right. We had last week off. It's kind of nice.
It is. Yeah. Did you go to Yankee Doodle Pops?
I did not. No, you know, last week on Monday, it was threatening rain.
Oh,
you know,
right.
And storms and things, so we didn't go. And besides, it was so beastly hot that we decided.
We were all there, though.
Yeah, well,
I didn't see anyone because there was, 100,000 people there or something?
Yeah, there's a bunch of folks. We didn't go, so stayed home.
But that was the 4th of July.
I know. My bride was most put off because the 4th of July this year, we always go to the Yankee Doodle Pops concert downtown at the Capitol, and then we always do the Windsor Heights music and fireworks. And that was canceled.
Oh, I saw that was canceled. And she was really bummed.
She was bummed.
I did see that.
Yeah, she was bummed.
I did.
Me, I was just happy to stay home.
You were.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Do you run around enough?
I do run around a lot. Yes. Yeah, I'm always busy. Speaking of busy, are there any networking things going on, Laura Kennard?
There are. So, of course, we do have something. And we'll have to jump on this kind of right away. So, the 12th,
yep,
coming up,
yep,
is a Wednesday.
It would be day after tomorrow.
Yes. And we have a AMA Iowa event that I think will be really good. And it's the CEO of Sculpt. Have you heard of Sculpt before? Okay. So they concentrate on digital media, but social media as a firm, which, you know, in central Iowa, we struggle with having that focus. There's a lot of ad agencies that do a lot of different things, but being able to just focus on social media is tough in this market. So they've been successfully doing this in Iowa City, and the CEO is going to come and speak to AMA Iowa Group on Wednesday. And the topic is interesting because it's why are the best marketers, what's a characteristic of the best marketers? Their ability to listen.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is about really being good at listening to the problem. And I think that they've been really successful working with people because they don't guess. They actually listen to their clients.
You know, that's one of the
questions.
Yeah, exactly. And so for many people who are utilizing social media on their own, whatever their social media choice might be, Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it happens to be, LinkedIn. And if you're not listening, if you're retail or if you're in a service industry and you're not listening to your clients or your customers, knowing what they want to know more about, then all of the stuff that you do is pretty irrelevant.
Well, and especially if you're going to be delivering something as personal as social media, which you and I have spoken about before, that's kind of a hard task. And if you don't have a sort of an intimate relationship with your client and really know their business and you really listen, it's really hard for you to sort of be part of their brand.
Absolutely.
Extension.
So this is going to be AMA Iowa. And is it morning or?
It's a noon hour thing. So, of course, we have a Million Cups Wednesday morning at Science Center. And then if you go to AMAIowa.com, you can RSVP. I would suggest to do that right away since it's Wednesday. And it'll be 11:30 to 1. And so there's a lunch built into that, as well as some networking in the very beginning when you get there. So that's Wednesday. And then Friday, so last week, Tech Brew was at Valley Junction.
Yep.
That's the PM version. But they have the AM version also.
Tech Brew
AM. And that's by the Technology Association of Iowa. And they are going to have it at West End Salvage.
Very nice. So,
which they do once a month.
If you get those confused, they're both called Tech Brew, AM Tech Brew.
So, yes. So
if you're expecting beer at the AM thing, it ain't going to happen.
No.
Yeah, that's
stuff. Although I think they do sell wine and spirits.
There you go.
So you could actually go to West End Salvage and have, you know, a Bloody Mary.
Why not?
I think they sell that.
It's
a Friday.
Man.
Take the day off. Go to Tech Brew AM and then shove off for the day.
You can't be accused of drinking all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's right.
I'm crying out loud. What the heck is with that? All right.
So that group, of course, are who I see turn out for that. Obviously, anyone involved in technology, but also people that are interested in hiring people that are in technology, or you know, anyone that just wants to make a connection. Possibly people that are involved in software development, possibly people that are coders, but you know, anyone sort of on the fringes of that, or if you need that talent in your organization, that's a great place to connect. And also, of course, on their website as well.
So Wednesday at noon is AMA Iowa. And, you know, I have a free little – I won something this past winter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Come to a free luncheon.
Oh.
For AMA Iowa.
Yes. If you can make it out to that.
I just wrote it down here.
You should definitely do that. Let me actually bring up a little bit more. We'll talk about this since we have a moment, and we like to do social media tips anyway. And so it's Why the Best Marketers Don't Guess, They Listen. And it's Josh. And I'm not, how would you like to say his last name? I don't like getting people's names mispronounced. And I've met him many times. He's a very smart gentleman.
Josh. That would be Josh.
Okay.
He's
so
the CEO.
We're just going to go with Josh, the CEO of Sculpt.
Yeah.
And so the conversation is going to involve inspired tools and tactics that you can use. And he's going to talk about some of the fastest growing entrepreneurial brands and some of the tools and tactics that he's seen them using. But anyway,
and anybody really can good. Go to this. I mean, this is not necessarily just for members, is it?
No. So some of them are, of course,
members only.
Members only. But then they open up experiences like this to anyone that, of course, might then later hope to see the value in AMA Iowa and join. Yeah. So that is going on, and there will be some networking right before, like I mentioned. And we also have Startup Sisters on Saturday.
Well, this is something new.
Well, so they have it the second Saturday morning of every month. And Stephanie with the Drake's entrepreneurial. She's the administrator, and she goes to it quite frequently. Joe Eckert with West Des Moines, City of West Des Moines will attend. And then a few people that you've, Katie, that you've had on the show.
Sure. So Startup Sisters.
So
this is women who are starting up new businesses.
Yeah, I think the group started as a boot camp, but now we just open it up to anyone that's a woman entrepreneur. So, of course, we're trying to tackle that issue that Iowa isn't the best at supporting women entrepreneurs. And so this is at the West Des Moines Incubator in Valley Junction. And sometimes they'll move it around to, like, one time we met at Gilroy's. So, I will actually put it on dmbizmixer.com and make sure if you go
Saturday.
There to know what the location. But they do it at the same time, 8 a.m. to noon, kind of like Sweat Equity Saturday.
Got it.
So
all
get
right.
together
so
for
all
a few
kinds
hours.
Of networking opportunities this week. And so we've come full boat. Last week there wasn't a whole lot going on because we had
not with the holiday.
With a holiday in there, but this week everybody's going full bore. And you know, make sure that you get out to some of these. And of course, on Wednesday is Million Cups down at the Science Center, and then AMA Iowa later on in the afternoon. So you can really go to networking things all week long if you got nothing else to do.
Thursday, and I forgot to mention, in Ankeny at FFA and Richard Spencer, I will be doing Blogging Fundamentals, which is a blogging class for people that are kind of wanting to get started with their blog, whether that's for personal monetization or if it's just part of your website and you're wanting to have more things to promote and share on social media right from your own blog. So kind of gives you some tips.
One of the things that we talked about 2 weeks ago when you were here, or no, well, you weren't here last week, so two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
gosh, how time flies, is Drake University, of which you are a part of. You have been hosting several students from Africa.
Yes.
And they have come here with all kinds of business plans, and you're helping them create those business plans, and then they're going to present. Is that right?
Yeah. So I will, hopefully they'll have an opportunity to talk a little bit more about it, but I will hope and not get this wrong, boil it down in this way. There were thousands, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 people from sub-Saharan Africa and South Africa who applied for the Mandela Fellowship. It's an opportunity then to come to the United States. The groups are split into kind of two cohorts and then divided across universities across the United States who have bought into having them come and host them and do programming. And so Drake University is one of those universities. So part of that is that there was a grant application in addition to coming and having that experience and working on their business plan. I had the wonderful opportunity to work with them on grant applications, which might mean that some of them will walk home with $10,000 to bring back home.
Very nice.
And then in a couple of weeks, they'll be able to go to Washington, D.C. at sort of the end of the whole program. But it was just an honor, really, to be selected and to be able to come out of that giant pool of people.
Oh, yeah, a huge pool of people.
And then it was an incredible honor to get to meet them. And they're all working on businesses that will help back in their
countries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have two of those students, or there's two of those presenters in studio with us. And we're going to do something that we don't – we're going to tape this segment with these two young ladies.
Perfect.
Who both happen to be royalty, by the way, which I think is fascinating.
It is for us here. We're like, what?
We'll ask about that as well. And this will air next week.
Okay.
So it's going to be next week because we got a full boat already this week.
Perfect.
But we will air this interview with these two young ladies who are here from Africa next week. And so we'll have plenty of time to promote that.
Well, I'll turn it over to you and Sarah and Elizabeth.
Yeah, we will be talking with Sarah and Elizabeth. We're going to do that now, but we'll play it next week.
Perfect.
Because we're so doggone busy. And I have to tell you, look for the photographs because these two women are absolutely fantastic.
They're beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
I was stunned. I walked around the building and there you were in the green room and I went, holy buckets, who are these young ladies?
They talented and
they're blushing right now.
Yes, they are. All right,
we've got to get out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Our program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood, the producer for the Business News Hour. Is our friend Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, for Dr. Robert Bender and for Laura, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your family, man. Good night.